You're listening to the Chad Easty Show on demand. Good for you. Now download the KFYO app and listen live weekday afternoons, 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Easty.
Lubbock, Abilene, Amarillo, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Austin, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, We welcome you to the program, wherever you may be on this Tuesday. We're just glad that you've ended up here with us, and we've got a lot to get into today. We've got President Trump, who's going to be addressing a joint session of Congress later on this evening. About 8 p.m. our time is when that is expected to happen. 9 p.m. Eastern time is when the president will speak before Congress. Democrats are set to interrupt and be disrespectful and all kinds of stuff tonight. Apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has decided not to attend tonight's joint session of Congress. She's very upset, so she's not going to go. Other Democrat members are going to wear all pink as some type of outreach towards women. The same Democrat women who voted against protecting women in sports, they're going to show that they now stand for women who are somehow against Trump because Trump did something to women. I'm not sure exactly, but that's their point, is that Trump is mean to women or something like that. So we'll be talking about that on the show today, getting through some of the national pieces out there. We've also got the latest on the tariffs, the tariff war that the news media is freaking out about, Democrats are freaking out about, and now it seems as though maybe a deal is right in front of us, and maybe these tariffs will be taken away just like that. Maybe the threat of tariffs or the implementation of tariffs, maybe they actually got Canada and Mexico on the same page of the U.S. We'll be talking about that. Also, Zelensky looks like he's ready to talk again. How about that? So we've got all of it to get into on the show today. Want to hear from you as well. We've got statewide news to talk about and whatever else is making headlines. We want to hear from you on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. And you can give us a call at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. You can give us a call, sound off on any of the topics that you'd like to get into. All you have to do is get past the very first voice you hear from. When you dial in, it's Nick on the other side. Hello, Nick.
Greetings. Now, I was about to wear my white sweater today, which is, as we know, a tradition during dust-filled days.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
In fact, I grabbed it. I tried it on, which is, you know, this is what I do every morning.
Yeah.
I try on all of my sweaters.
Of course you do. Yeah, I could see this.
Thinking,
yeah.
You know, on a Tuesday, what am I feeling?
Yeah. You don't want to go too crazy on a Tuesday.
No, that's for Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I put on the white, one of my white sweaters. And, you know, I thought I'm just not feeling it.
You weren't feeling it, no.
I was not feeling it. And then, you know what? I decided I'll break out the, what I call the rich father sweater.
The rich father sweater.
I feel like I'm missing a corncob pipe. And I have like a book open.
Which would not be a rich father, but okay.
A stereotypical. Okay,
maybe with a regular pipe. Pipe. Maybe with a pipe. Pipe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, maybe like a mug
yeah.
in one hand.
Yeah,
and
a leather bound book.
Exactly. And I'm sitting in a very, very tall chair.
Yes.
A very tall leather chair.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of slouched a little. I have one leg crossed.
You're kind of describing my living room here with the very nice leather chair.
Is this what you do?
See, yeah, this is basically what I do at night, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, hey, if you want to borrow my sweater, just make it complete, let me know.
You're wearing the navy blue sweater, which was a good idea.
Thank you.
When it started raining mud this morning. Did you get caught in that?
I missed the mud rain.
Yeah.
But when I did get into work, it was sprinkling a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it was mud. Pretty sure it was just water.
We had the obviously the big dust that picked up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here comes some rain. Just out of nowhere. Didn't think it was going to do that today.
Mm-mm.
And it was mud rain, which is always fun. And then eventually our power went out nice. where we were. And it came on after about 30 minutes or so. Power comes back on right in time for me to leave to come up here to go to the meeting that we had. And the power came back on, and then it just started raining.
Yeah. It was random. It seemed very...
Yeah.
One time it's not raining. Literally, 10 seconds later. I hear the little pitter patter.
Yeah, it's
on the windows.
We weren't supposed to get that today. We weren't not supposed to get rain, but we surely did.
Yeah.
And then you had a dust storm. You had a huge dust storm.
I love that combo. Isn't that a nice? It's like a good tar and feather. You know.
The first time I ever experienced mud rain in Lubbock, I was a student at Texas Tech University, living in Merdeau.
Nice.
And in the dorm. There at Texas Tech, and I just hear bloom, 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 yeah. on the window, and I'm just going, what? What is this?
It's
I have never experienced this in my life.
Yeah,
growing up in Dallas, Fort Worth, you don't get a lot of mud rain. And first semester, they're over at Texas Tech, and. Just coating the window in mud, and I went, oh, okay, I guess this is a thing about West Texas.
Yeah. Well, it's you're welcome.
Yeah. You know,
you're welcome to the university. That's exactly what happened. What do they call it? Welcome week?
Yeah.
Right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, it's the first week of every semester at Texas Tech. They, you know, they have a whole bunch of things you can do, excursions, little tents set up. You can go, you know, they cater food. You get a feel for the campus and see all the groups that you can be a part of. My first week as a lowly freshman at Texas Tech, we had a dust storm.
Nice.
So very similar. Never experienced that before. Obviously, I came from, coming from Wisconsin, but I was already here for about a year or two.
Right.
In Plano. So, you know, I was not accustomed to dust storms.
No.
So I get out. I go out. I'm just a, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed little freshman. I go out and I get – they're giving out pizza and a whole bunch of desserts.
Oh, nice.
And just fantastic, wonderful treats for all of us.
All covered in dirt.
Not yet.
All covered.
Not yet. I get there. I grab my plate. I'm so excited. I grab two slices of pizza. I'm like, I'm going to indulge a little. I'll grab two slices. I grab two. I throw a cupcake on there. I think I had, I don't know, some chips or something. And you know what? Me being the incredible, the extroverted person I am, I took my stuff. I'm like, I'm going to go back to my dorm.
Yes.
And I'm just going to sit alone in my dorm and eat this wonderful food. I'm walking back, dust storm, immediately.
Nice.
An entire layer of clay was just sprinkled. All over my pizza.
That's called grit.
My cupcakes.
Yeah.
I did not eat them.
No, and, of course
and
you
it
didn't.
Was, it was a major loss.
Yeah.
So I sulked and went back to my dorm alone.
See, you weren't desperate enough. You weren't desperate enough as a college student.
Just,
you get desperate
just
enough. You're just like, you
it.
Know what? Might as well. Just, it's free.
It's free food. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to get a college student to do anything.
Give them food. Have free food at the function.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up for a credit card. Free pizza.
Get a slice.
And college students will sign up
oh,
for
whatever.
a loan for $1 billion,
yeah,
they'll sign up for it. Yeah. As long as they either get a T-shirt or a slice of pizza.
Yep.
College students will sign up for whatever you want them to, mm-hmm, as long as you offer that free slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But hopefully no dust storm on it. But yeah, you had a dust storm. It even the dust storm carried a little bit of West Texas dust all the way to the DFW area. And I saw many and received many text messages from family and friends in the DFW area going, hey, what's this all about? Why are you sending our dust over to DFW? And it's a character building exercise. It's a character building. I think DFW needed that. I think they needed a little bit of a dust storm. And you know, it'll build character in the long run. That's a little grit for you, a little West Texas grit on this Tuesday. And then get ready for Wednesday. Get ready for Saturday because there's snow in the forecast for parts of Texas. So get ready for it. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot to get into on the program today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll start getting into the news of the day. And we'll give you your running topic. It's a good one. I think you're going to like it. We'll be right back.
I couldn't see, I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. Your running topic today on this Tuesday, two things that everyone should know how to do by the age of 25. Two things that everybody, now I guess you could go more than two, but at least two things that everyone, male, female, everyone should know how to do by the age of 25. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Trump will be delivering his speech tonight, his joint session of Congress. He's supposed to, I guess, how do they put it? Lay out the truth during his speech. And it'll be quite something, I think, because Trump obviously has been on a roll. A lot of Republican voters very happy with what he's doing. A lot of independents happy with what he's doing. The Democrats are very unhappy with what they have seen. The Democrats, not happy at all. He's going to tell it like it is. During tonight's speech, that's what he has said. And so, you know, that could include maybe some of the tariffs. Could include that. Could include an update on those tariffs. It could include what's going on with Doge. Elon Musk is supposed to be in attendance this evening. And I think Trump has a real opportunity tonight to, again, lay out to the American people what's actually happening with Doge and get beyond the hysteria that you see with the news media. I heard one of the Democrats on, I think it was CNN, who was asked, the American people like Doge. The American, you may not like it, but the American people like Doge. He said, no. The American people don't like Doge. They like the sound of getting, they like the idea of getting rid of wasteful spending. They like the idea of getting rid of bloat. No. The American people actually like getting rid of it. They don't like the idea of it. They don't like what you and others in Congress on both sides of the aisle have been doing for decades now, which is lip service to the American voter and telling them, we're going to go through, we're going to make sure we're cutting out the bloat and the fraud and the waste and the abuse. And, we're going to do that. Now, there used to be a time where at least lawmakers would say that. They'd campaign on that. We're going to get rid of the fraud. Then they just completely dropped it. Because they knew, that's not going to matter. It's not going to happen. Now you have a president who is actually moving forward with it. And, yes, it's going to cost some people some jobs. That's going to happen. It's going to cost some people some jobs. It's going to upset some folks who are out there. It was always going to do that. If you didn't know that cutting spending and cutting out fraud and waste and abuse was going to lead to some people losing their jobs and some people being a little bit uncomfortable, then you haven't been living in the real world. There's, of course, a chance that that's going to happen. And when you have some people who are in jobs that maybe aren't needed, you look at a lot of these jobs that have been eliminated, have to deal with DEI stuff, have to deal with departments that have been employed and brought in too many employees. You're supposed to run an efficient government, not an inefficient government, an efficient government. And that's what Trump is trying to get to. It's with the help of Elon Musk. And yet you have the news media and you have the Democrats. You have people like Jasmine Crockett who are going, just well out of her way to try and scare the hell out of the American people. But poll after poll show that the American people kind of like what's going on. They kind of enjoy what's happening right now. Most people haven't been harmed by any of these cuts. 806-680-2790. So expect Trump to talk a little bit about Doge. I think you'll probably see Trump comment on Europe and what's going on in Ukraine. I think you'll hear Trump talk a lot about what's happening in the United States and how we can improve things here at home, how we can get the price of goods down, how we can get the price of eggs down. That may come. Who knows? But I always said none of this is going to be a switch. The only thing that was like a switch was the issue of illegal immigration. That's been a switch. That's been like a light switch where Trump has been able to walk in and turn the light on and immigration basically shut down along the border. Plenty of examples yesterday that I mentioned on air showing just how many the drop in illegal immigration, which has been huge. And because Trump is enforcing the law, he's going back through and doing what Biden did not do, well, really undoing what Biden did. So that has been a good thing. And I think we'll see a little bit of that, hear about a little bit of that tonight. Again, the Democrats are lost right now. The Democrats, they have no leadership whatsoever. They don't have anyone smart trying to lead the Democrat Party. And they keep on wanting to blame racism and misogyny. And that's not going to work. I think people are absolutely done with that at this point. They're tired of hearing about that. They're tired of hearing that if you support Trump or you're not a Democrat, that somehow you're a racist, you're someone who's misogynist. I'm tired of hearing that stuff. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get to your text messages. What are two things that everyone should know how to do by the age of 25? You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more. The Chad Easty Show brought to you in part by First Bank and Trust Texas. FirstBankTexas.com.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Text your way in. Two things everyone should know by 25. How to budget to live within their means. And number two, how to change a tire. There you go, Nick. Didn't take long for the how to change a tire come in. You know, now you got a lot of the new cars, or at least some of the new cars, they don't come with tires. They don't come with a spare tire. At least. Nick's like, they don't come with tires? They run on air. They're green car. They run on squirrel farts. It's a very interesting. It's a new type of green technology that's out there. You don't get very far. Because again, the squirrel fart, very, very small. And so you don't get very far, but it is green. It is green technology. But they don't come with a lot of the newer cars. Some of the more higher-end cars, too, will not come with a spare tire. Instead, they'll come with run-flat tires. And that's it. And if you have a flat tire, you call somebody. Call somebody to come get you. And there are plenty of companies now, and then... You got different services that are out there that can come out and change a tire for you. So, you got that going on. Let's see. Another texter says, I know someone who's a parole officer in a rather distant county He says, personally, he's seen a drop in the number of positive fentanyl cases when drug tests are run. Very interesting. Gordo weighed in. Dear Hasty, first-time listener, long-time texter. Why are so many people butthurt over RFK Jr. and him wanting to get to the bottom of our health? Wouldn't every American want to be healthy when it comes to our food, water, and overall health? Years ago, the left would be thrilled that he wants to eliminate chemtrails and what's going on in our beef, poultry, mRNA vaccines. If you don't know where your food comes from, then you should be worried. I think there's two parts of it, Gordo. Well, no, there's three parts. One, the Democrats would love RFK Jr. if he didn't come out in support of Trump. Okay, so that's a big one. The Democrats would be, they'd love it if RFK Jr. still identified as a Democrat and would go out there and slam Donald Trump. He'd be welcomed back with open arms. So that's part of it, right? I mean, if you say you're a fan of Trump or say that you agree with Trump, well, then automatically the Democrats are going to hate you. Doesn't matter about your family history. Doesn't matter what you personally believe. Doesn't matter if you disagree with Trump on a lot of other policy. None of that matters. If you don't come out and just say that Trump is Hitler, then you're an evil person. Number two, I think that most people don't have a problem, even the Democrats, they don't have a problem with RFK Jr. talking about eating healthier or making sure what is in our foods, what is, you know, why, you know, Cheetos, Cheerios in the United States, why, you know, its list of ingredients is five times as long as Cheerios in the UK. And what all is in our food, what all is in our drinks, what all is... Most people, I think, are okay with that. They're either okay with it or they don't care. Okay? The third part of it is the whole vaccine thing. And I think that he has been misconstrued, lied about, whatever you want to put it, when it comes to vaccines. I think that he has been labeled as an anti-vaxxer when he's not. When he comes out and says, hey, we just want to make sure that whatever you're injecting into you is something that's needed and good, and there's real science behind it. And let's make sure the science is up to date, that maybe, just maybe, science has changed in the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And it has. You can't deny that the science has changed in the last said. How many times have you heard salt's bad for you? Then salt's kind of good for you. Then salt's bad for you. Then salt's kind of good for you. Eggs are good for you. Now eggs are bad for you. Now eggs are kind of good for you. Now you can't afford eggs. So they keep going back and forth on salt intake. If they keep going back and forth on eggs, if they keep going back and forth on certain foods, maybe it's okay to question, hey, is it still okay to inject this into somebody's body when they're a baby? Are we still sure that this vaccine is right and that this vaccine is good and this vaccine is needed? Is that okay? Is it okay to ask questions? So many people fear just asking questions about vaccines. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But it's silly to me. We can question everything else. We're allowed to question, even as an adult, you're allowed to question medical advice that you get. But when it comes to a vaccine, you're not supposed to question the medical community at all. When it comes to medicine, you're not supposed to question anything at all, even though there are other doctors who may have other ideas on how to treat certain things. So, you know, again, I think for RFK Jr., there's three different angles of why people don't like him. And a large part of it is, make no mistake, a large part of it is because of his relationship to Trump. Pick your, you know, pick the most Democrat person who is out there right now, whether it's Jasmine Crockett, whether it's Ocasio-Cortez. If they were to come out and say, you know what, Trump's really not that bad, they would be they'd be thrown away by the Democrat Party. They'd be absolutely tossed out of the Democrat Party. So again, that's why the Democrats are so upset with RFK Jr. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Real quickly, former Uvalde mayor filing a bill here in Texas that would improve law enforcement response to mass shootings. State Rep. Don McLaughlin, he was the mayor of Uvalde when they had that mass shooting that killed 19 children, two teachers. House Bill 33, filed to Monday, would mandate law enforcement agencies across the state create a crisis response policy, a provision that takes aim at nearly 400 law enforcement officers who waited more than an hour before confronting the shooter who had barricaded himself in a classroom. Quote, what happened that day was a failure of duty, leadership, and preparedness, McLaughlin said in a statement. The law enforcement hesitated, communication broke down, and innocent children and teachers were left defenseless. Now, of course, we also could have a conversation about allowing more teachers to carry in the classroom, but now, okay, we'll save that for later. We must do what we can to ensure these mistakes never repeated. The Uvalde Strong Act is about guaranteeing that when a crisis strikes, there's no confusion and no delay, only immediate decisive action to save lives. The bill would require school districts and law enforcement to meet once a year to plan their response to an active shooter situation. It would also mandate annual multi-agency exercise drills on how to respond to an active shooter. Texas already requires individual officers undergo training for active shooter incidents, but does not require annual exercise drills for law enforcement agencies. The bill would also provide grants for officers on to train on how to respond to an active shooter incident. So that's one of the latest safety bills that have been filed, House Bill 33 on that front. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. For those of you in Lubbock, got a great new deal over at our friends at Eddins Furniture. 1415 19th Street. They're closing up here in just a bit. But tomorrow, go on by. It's going to be nicer weather anyway tomorrow. So swing on by tomorrow where they're going to have a great deal on a queen bedroom set on special. The package includes a solid wood queen sleigh bed, dresser, and nightstand. It's it comes in two color options, black and cherry wood. $669. Yeah, total of $669 right now for the bedroom set, a queen bedroom set right now at Edens Furniture, just for our listeners. You have to swing by. You have to mention you heard about it on the Chad Hasty Show and say, hey, I want to take a look at the Chad Hasty Show special on the queen bedroom set, where for $669, that'll get you a solid wood queen sleigh bed, dresser, and a nightstand just for $669. And while you save money there, guess what? In the rest of the store, take a look at what else they have, and you're going to save money. You're going to get great furniture at Edens Furniture, 1415 19th Street in downtown Lubbock, where, yes, there's construction, but hey, guess what? Getting there and saving money, getting great furniture, it's worth the headache of the construction. It's not too bad to get there either. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. 806-680-2790. Texter Rick. Remember also, RFK was against the COVID vaccine. Wants people held accountable for closing schools and masking kids. The left doesn't want to hear about any of that. That's a good point. Very good point. Let's see, 806-680-2790. AP story, West Texans and Mennonites at the center of the measles outbreak chose medical freedom over vaccine mandates. Measles struck this West Texas town, sickening dozens of children, but at a community church in Seminole, more than 350 worshipers gathered for a Sunday service. Sitting elbow to elbow, they filled the pews, siblings in matching button-down shirts and dresses, little girls' hair tied neatly in the pink bows. Fathers shushed the toddlers as their wives snuck out to change infants' diapers. Little girl in the mostly Mennonite congregation was among those who had fallen ill with a highly contagious disease, the senior pastor said, but she's doing fine, happily played through her quarantine. He had heard that at least two Mennonite schools have been shut down to disinfect. What he hadn't heard, any direct outreach from public health officials on what to do, as the number of those sickened with measles had grown to 159 and a school-aged child died. And though Classen is a trusted church and community leader, his congregants haven't asked about whether they should vaccinate their kids, and he wouldn't want to weigh in on it. Well, with the measles situation, I can honestly tell you we haven't had taken any steps as a church. We did leave it up to the mothers. Measles, preventable disease, U.S. considered eliminated in 2000, spreads through the town. Clayson is sticking to an approach on vaccines as a key tenet for Mennonites. Family leaders are the top decision-making authority, not outside recommendations, certainly not government mandates. Now, here's what you're going to hear probably over the next, few weeks, maybe longer than that. It seems like this thing is slowing down because, last Friday they were at 146 cases. Now they're at 159 cases. So it seems like it might be slowing down a little bit. But it wouldn't surprise me if you start seeing some more of the liberal media going after the Mennonite community, going after the state of Texas, and saying that people just aren't smart enough to know what to do. That Texas should have forced the vaccines on people, which is not the answer. But just I just have a feeling that the national press is about to go after the Mennonite community and go after the state of Texas on this. And by proxy, they'll go after RFK Jr., even though RFK Jr. has come out and said, look, go and get the measles vaccine if you want to. If you want to vaccinate your children against measles, go out and do so. Which is the right approach to do. He has said that, you know, that if you want to do it, do it. If you don't, that's up to you as a human being, as an American citizen. You have the right to decide not to. But obviously you're going to have some who have a problem with that. When we come back, 1 hour in the books. Still taking your text messages on the two things that everyone should know how to do by the age of 25. We'll get to more of those when we come back. Also, what to look for in President Trump's speech tonight. Are you going to be watching? Are you interested in what Trump has to say this evening? We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Hope you're having a great day out there. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. The two things everyone should know how to do by the age of 25, you can text in at 806-680-2790. Let's see, one texter weighed in. This is from Shelby. Know how to tip and also know how to balance your checkbook. And these days, maybe a checkbook doesn't matter, but know how not how to spend so much money on your Apple Card. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you know, whenever you just, you know, it's easy to spend money when you just go up there and bloop and walk away. A little bit easier to do that. You can send in your thoughts on the text line and sound off on any of the topics that we've been getting into today on the program. Lots of great stuff out there. The Democrats plan to disrupt tonight instead of Axios. Some Democrats plotting to disrupt Trump's speech to Congress, Democrat lawmakers discussing a litany of options to protest Trump's speech to Congress this evening, including an outright disruption. Half dozen House Democrats telling Axios some of the tactics go beyond their leaders' recommendations that members bring guests hurt by Trump and Doge, sets up a potential clash between party traditionalists and its more combative anti-Trump wing. Well, the part we all agree on is this is not business as usual. We would like to find a way productively to express our outrage, one House Democrat told Axios. There is widespread disagreement among Democrats, both inside and outside of Congress, over what would be the most appropriate and effective form of demonstration. Some members have told colleagues they may walk out of the chamber when Trump says specific lines that they find objectionable. Lawmakers told Axios, just stop it, you children. You're a bunch of kids. Just don't go. If you're that mad about it, just don't go. Some members have told colleagues they may walk out of the chamber when Trump gets to those specific lines. Criticism of transgender kids is brought up as a line in the sand that could trigger members to storm out. A wide array of props, including noisemakers, has also been floated. Signs with anti-Trump or anti-Doge messages, just as Rep. Rashida Tlaib held up during a Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech last year, said war criminal. Eggs or empty cartons of eggs to highlight how inflation is driving up the price of eggs. Amazing how they didn't give a damn when Joe Biden was president, right? They didn't care about it then. Pocket constitutions to make the case that Trump has been violating the Constitution by shutting down congressionally authorized agencies. He has not violated the Constitution. They also may bring hand clappers and red cards held up to express disagreement at town halls and various other props. What a bunch of idiots. That's not going to endear you to anyone. It's going to annoy people. If you really want to fight back against Trump, find something that the American people are really mad at, because right now they're not mad at really anything. The vast majority of people agree with Doge. Trump still has a high approval rating. The Democrat Party has a low approval rating, very, very low. And the best you can do is, oh, we're going to have noisemakers. Today, some of the Democrat women were wearing pink, some of the same women who voted against protecting women in sports. But now all of a sudden they care about women. I think maybe they should just walk out. Just walk out. Just leave. Just don't even show up. Apparently AOC is not going to show up. Oh, it's very sad. Very sad that she won't be there. But these little things that you're just, oh, you're going to bring noisemakers. You're going to bring noisemakers, and you're going to make noises when Trump is speaking, and there are lines that may trigger you, so you may walk out. I'm sorry you're triggered by cutting wasteful spending. I'm sorry about that. I do hope if they do walk out during that time, I hope Trump's ready for it. And he makes a statement about how, look at these Democrats walking out. They're mad that we're cutting wasteful spending. They're mad that we're cutting fraud. They're mad that we're getting rid of waste and abuse. They're upset about it. Look at them. Let's write down all their names so we can challenge them in the next election. So we can take them down in the next election. Some Democrat groups plan to mount a more traditional protest through the use of color coordinating their wardrobe. The Democrat Women's Caucus wants all their women to wear pink as a defiance to a president who many of them despise. Female members of the Congressional Black Caucus have separately discussed wearing donning black to more accurately capture their party's somber mood. let's see. Oh, there's blue. Yeah, the Ukraine caucus. Did you know there was a Ukraine caucus? Yeah. There's not a pro-America caucus, but there's a Ukraine caucus within the Democrat Party. How about that? Others plan to sit stone-faced and refuse to clap during the entire speech, another time-honored tactic for the opposition party and members to silently protest the president. Oh, it should be fun, folks. Oh, it should be fun. And then, of course, the Democrats have picked what they call a rising star. It's not Jasmine Crockett, which I'm very surprised about. They picked a different rising star to deliver the pushback to Trump. I am. I'm a little bit surprised that it's not Jasmine Crockett, because she's been everywhere. She's been everywhere. Instead, according to CNN, it is a senator out of Michigan, the newly elected Democrat Senator Elisa Slocum of Michigan will deliver her party's response to Trump's joint address to Congress on Tuesday, as Democrats work to define the party's future, allowing tough losses in the fall. Slotkin's remarks will be the Democrats' opening volley as the party searches for a compelling, united answer to Trump and the administration's actions so far amid Republican control in Washington. The speech will give a high-profile platform to Slotkin, former CIA analyst who in November held off an experienced Republican challenger in a state that voted for Trump. Congressional Democrat leaders view her as an up-and-coming person in the party, believes her ability to win a Senate seat in a state Trump won of evidence of her broad appeal to voters. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer called her a rising star in the party, telling reporters the American people are going to love what she has to say. Oh, I'm sure. These never go well, by the way. The response to the president, they never, Republican, Democrat, they're a waste of time. And it's always awkward. They're just not, they don't carry the same oomph as a president does delivering a speech to a joint session of Congress. They can break people too. They can really hurt people when it comes to their political future. If they really screw up and embarrass themselves, it can really hurt them. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
We live in a busy world, and let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Chad Hastie Show. I love this answer from Mud. By the time somebody's 25, they need to know how to field strip a rifle and zero it. They also need to know how to field dress a deer. Now, Nick's over there going, I knew how to do that when I was 12. So, there you go, Mud. 806-680-2790. 2790 and text her, unless she had a makeover, the woman who will give Trump's rebuttal will break some cameras with her. Wow. You know. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. It's not about looks. It's about the message. It's about the message. And the message is likely to break some cameras, too. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Weigh in on any of the issues that we've been getting into. The IRS drafting plans to cut as much as half of its 90,000-person workforce. The AP now says the IRS drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and buyouts. According to two people familiar with the situation, the people spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to disclose the plans. Layoffs, part of the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce through Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency by closing agencies, laying off nearly all probationary employees who have not yet gained civil service protection by offering buyouts to almost all federal employees through a deferred resignation program to quickly reduce the government workforce. A reduction in force of tens of thousands of employees would render the IRS dysfunctional, said a former IRS commissioner. Federal tax collector employs roughly 90,000 workers total across the United States, according to the latest IRS data. Roughly 7,000 probationary IRS employees with roughly 1 year less of service were laid off from the organization back in February. Organization also offered IRS employees, along with almost all federal employees across the government, a deferred resignation program buyout. Though IRS employees are not involved in the 2025 tax season, were told earlier this month they would be not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until mid-May after the taxpayer filing deadline. So that's the latest from the IRS. Looking at laying off quite a few people. 806-680-2790. Can weigh in on any of those topics. So the Texas Senate today getting into a few different topics, and one of the passing out of committee today, having the Ten Commandments in classrooms. That was something that passed earlier today. Did not pass the full Senate, just got out of committee earlier today. Texas lawmakers also looking at legislation help drive down the cost of housing so that more Texans can afford homes. Senate Bill 15, filed Tuesday by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, reduces the amount of land cities can require single-family homes and new subdivisions to sit on. Doing so makes it possible for home builders to put smaller homes on smaller lots, driving down the final cost of the home. The bill would not apply to homes built in existing neighborhoods where homeowners often oppose new housing. Quote, what we're trying to do is come up with a change that gets government out of the way of blocking affordable housing in major urban cities, Bettencourt said. House unveiled a proposal on Tuesday to bring down housing costs. House Bill 24, authored by State Representative Angela Orr, Republican, would effectively make it harder for property owners to oppose new housing near them. The state's higher High housing costs have placed enormous pressure on renters, and the dream of home ownership out of reach for many Texans. A large majority of Texans have signaled those high housing costs are a problem. Lieutenant Governor Patrick named removing barriers to affordable housing among his top priorities for this year's legislative session. Lawmakers aim to put a dent in the state's high housing costs by tackling the state's considerable housing shortage. Though Texas builds more homes than any other state, it needs 320,000 more homes than it has. That, according to one estimate, a finding embraced by the state controller, Glenn Hager. The deep shortage, housing advocates have argued, play a key role in driving up home prices, rent, and increasing competition for a limited supply of homes amid the state's economic boom. The Senate bill would prohibit cities from acquiring single-family homes in new subdivisions to sit on more than 1,400 square feet. If a subdivision sits on at least 5 acres of land and is zoned for single-family development, the idea is to give home builders flexibility to provide a broader array of housing options at different price points. It would also give first-time home buyers who have struggled to find a home that they could afford amid the state's high home prices a leg up. Reducing lot size requirements by that much, even in only a few new subdivisions, would be dramatic. Among major Texas cities, the most common requirements sit between 5,000 and 7,500 square feet. Those rules, critics argue, drive up the home's final cost by encouraging builders to construct larger, more expensive homes. The lot size rule would apply in cities that have more than 90,000 residents and sit in a county with more than 300,000 residents, a designation that applies to just about 33 cities. Bill's proponents expect legislation to spur at least some development in major cities. Dallas, for example, has more than 21,000 acres of vacant land, according to one estimate, though not all that land is contiguous. So that's couple of bills that have been filed, taking a look at the issue of high prices. Of course, we could also get into, you know, the property tax issue and when it comes to appraisal. You know, what about appraisal reform? That might be something that lawmakers could take a look at. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder cattle auctions were mixed, reporting prices $10 lower to $15 higher. Cattle futures were mixed with April live cattle futures up $2.40 to close at $194.65 per hundredweight, and March feeder cattle futures were down 18 cents to close at $273.85 per hundredweight. March cotton futures were down, closing at $62.04. March wheat futures were down 13 cents, closing at $5.34 per bushel, and March corn was down 4 cents to close at $4.36 per bushel. March soybean futures were also down 14 cents, closing at $9.84 per bushel, and March soybean meal futures were down $4.20 to close at $285.90 per ton. February Class 3 milk futures were down 25 cents, closing at $18.21 per hundredweight. April crude oil futures were up 14 cents, trading at $68.33 per barrel. And the Dow Jones was down 670 points to close at 42,521. And that's the market roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm Weston Beckham, filling in for Commissioner Sid Miller. And remember, friends, Texas agriculture matters. Sold.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
On the Chad Hasty Show. the last story had me thinking. Whatever happened to tiny homes? Is that still a thing? Is that still a phenomenon out there? Nick, do you remember tiny homes? Do you remember when that was like a thing? People were going out and building these little tiny, little miniature homes, places, and I wondered how long the fad would last. If you know of anyone living in a tiny home, I don't mean like a small house, but like a real tiny home, let me know. Because there was like a couple of years, right, where it was like a big thing, where you would have the young, I think it was the millennials at that point, who were like, oh yeah, we could live like this forever. We could live in a shoebox forever. We don't need a TV. We don't need any of that. Everything's good. It went on for a couple of years, and then I haven't heard about the tiny home movement anymore. So I don't know if people are still doing the tiny homes or not. I think the vans. People are still doing the vans, you know, where they want to travel, and so they get like a utility van or whatever, and they gut it, and they just build a van where they travel around. For some reason, and I don't know why, I could picture our very own Nick living out of a van. And I don't know why, Nick, but I could see you as a traveler and just y'all going around in a van and living in different spots. I could see that. I don't know why. I think maybe it's an introvert type deal. Because, you know, it's not like you're at a hotel where you're talking to a lot of people. You're in a van.
Do you talk to a lot of people at a hotel, though? Public outing?
You can. I mean, like if you go to let's say you're staying a week at a hotel or a few days at a hotel. You're there on business or whatever.
Yeah.
You got you an expense account, maybe. You go to the hotel bar. You're going to have something to drink.
Okay, see, you lost me already. I would not put myself in that situation.
Well, of course you have. No,
so there you go.
You're a very introverted guy.
Sure. And so, yeah, so my experiences at hotels are, I'll give the curt nod.
Yeah.
As you know, as employees and guests alike walk by. If we happen to pass, I'll give them the old half smile and the quick nod. And that's the extent.
But no, like some of the places weren't like on a vacation or whatever. Not like a little weekend getaway.
On
a vacation, you know, if we're at a resort or doing something like that, and we're all just, you know, that people gather around somewhere and you're all talking, we'll do that a little bit.
I guess. I don't know. I my getaways, they normally just include, I see it as time where I don't have to talk.
Yes.
And I don't have to necessarily.
You
want to
get away
completely
from people.
Exactly.
Yeah. You need a fortress of solitude, if you will.
And now, I'm not saying I hate human interaction.
No.
That is not it at all.
No.
It's just, you know, as the day goes on, and you know what? Caffeine plays a big role in this. What do the kids call it? Social clock?
Yeah.
No, social battery. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's what the kids call it. My social.
Is that real? Is that a real
you
saying?
You could also
is
just
that a
call
real
it,
term?
You get tired.
Hang on, let me look this up.
Oh, it's a real term. You will indeed find it on the interwebs.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, social battery. Yeah. So, you know, everybody has one. Everybody's battery is different. You know, you go along your day. And, you know, sometimes if you interact with people a lot for a living, then you know what? You probably chose that because you know, your social battery is a little bit, you know, holds a little bit more charge.
I had no idea about the social battery stuff here.
Yeah.
Now my wife is an extreme introvert.
Sure.
Okay. We are a little opposite. I'm a little bit more extroverted than she is. When I was younger, I was much more of an extrovert. I think I've become a little bit more introverted over time.
You could call that wise.
I think it's also I close off my circle
Sure.
A little bit. I close off like these. Some of the jokes that I've seen in the past, where as you get older, it's harder to make friends. You're just like, I've seen some of the comedians who are just like, I'm good. You know,
exactly.
you hit an age where you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it. If I'm looking for a friend, I'll call you.
Exactly.
I'll look out for you. You know, I'll take applications at some point, but it is harder to make friends as you get older. It is a little bit harder. Because there are lots of different things at play there. But anyway, when we got married, my wife and I got married, she very, very much an introvert, which I was much different.
Sure.
I was going around talking to everybody, going to different places, going to her idea of the party or whatever was because I used to have a lot of folks after we would get done at church, we'd say, I'd invite everyone over to my place. We're going to have a great party. We're going to have a great time on Sunday afternoon. It was a singles group. Hey, everybody come on over. We're going to hang out. Going to barbecue a little bit, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking to everyone, and she'd kind of sit over there in the corner.
Yeah.
And so introvert, extrovert, I had to learn a lot of stuff. I never knew the social battery makes sense because she does have that. Mm-hmm. She has the, once she has had enough of people, she's had enough of people.
And
I had to learn how to deal with that.
Right. And I think when your significant other, because my fiance we are both very similar.
Yeah.
Where we each have, we have a good 2-3 hours tops. If you invite us both, we each, you know, after 2.5-3 hours, we're like, all right, we're getting, you know, as you could say, our batteries are getting a little low.
Yeah.
You know, we're both like, all right, this has been nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. It's been a lovely evening, but you know, we're probably going to get going.
I've only met your fiance maybe once or twice.
Sure. Briefly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was when you brought her to a party, which you've never brought her again.
That's true.
Which we'll explore that later. Either she didn't like any of us, or you just don't want to bring her around anymore.
One of those.
Not sure.
It's gotta be,
Not sure. But I could tell she was very introverted.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't like any of us. So it was. But now I'm looking up this social battery. Okay.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, this apparently came out in 2022. The social battery. Here you go. When your social battery is full, you feel energized and ready to engage with others. Here's when your social battery is low. I guess there's no halfway. When your social battery is low, you feel tired and have a hard time concentrating. Nick is saying yes. You crave alone time and quiet activities, which is great for Nick's career in radio, where he desires quiet activities. You might experience headaches, muscle tension, or other stress-related symptoms. So here's how to manage your social battery, Nick, in case you need to know. Set boundaries to avoid overcommitting. Let me tell you something. As you get older, and once you get married too, a lot of boundaries that you can set up. I swear this is true. When I got married, there would be places I would go that I would commit to going to things that I really didn't want to go to, where I would use my wife as an excuse to, I got to go pick up something for my wife. I got to go. And she would be like, why are you using me as an excuse to get out of these things? And I'm like, because I can. We're married. I can do this now. Schedule time to recover. Nick, do you do this? Do you schedule time to recover? Is this quiet time for you?
So you're reading these things, and most of them are accurate, but I think, I don't fully commit to this
whole... I'm just going through what a therapist says,
exactly,
man. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. I don't dedicate time. My time of whatever you said, recuperation or whatever, that's just going home for the day.
This is just, I'm reading from Medical News.
Yeah.
Medical News today.
I trust them. Yeah. No, I don't adhere to the exact do this, don't do this.
Yeah. Well, this is how you should do it. So that way you can manage
maybe I need to be taking
social notes. Battery.
Exactly.
Pay attention to your body. I don't know why, but okay. Identify what drains your social battery, probably talking to people, which in radio, That's a good thing. That's why you don't get on the microphone a lot. That's why there are times where instead of telling me what you want to say on the microphone, you just shoot me a message on the Discord.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Practice active listening. Connect with like-minded people. Well, that's dumb. Because if you're an introvert, you don't want to connect to anyone anyway. Why would you connect to like-minded people would make you tired? That's stupid. And choose a communication method that works for you. Here you go. Social battery drain. Social exhaustion can happen when you have socialized too much. It can be caused by interactions that exceed your limits, like dealing with a toxic friend. Oh, my. Do you have a toxic friend? Was it the one from the morning show? Okay. That's what I thought. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line when we come back. Your phone calls, your phone calls, your text, your toxic friends, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
Chad Hasty Show. We're going to make sure that Nick has a way to show his social battery each day when he comes in. So that way I know if he's in a good mood or a bad mood or just, you know, whatever. You know, if he's at 50% for the day, if he's at 75% for the day. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've seen Nick at above 75%. Maybe at an early meeting that he's come to, he's at 100% because he hasn't had to deal with anyone yet.
I was going to say, you also primarily see me in the evening.
Yeah, that's true.
So the three quarters of the day has passed already.
Yeah.
So, and remember, that's why I tell you, you make comments on, you know, if I sound different or I act different. You remember when I was not feeling well, I was sounding a little different. That's because I just cracked open a can of V8 plus energy.
See, there you go.
I don't do that normally. So yeah, by the time you see me, I'd say I'm between 50% and 60% probably. Yeah.
By the time you end the show, what do you think you're at? You think you're at about like 25%?
No,
you think you're
not that low?
No.
I mean, I'm at like a natural 35%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, between 7 and 7:30 p.m.
Do you ever just leave here and you go and you're sitting in your car in the parking lot and just go before you even start? Does you just go?
I can't say I've done that.
No.
No.
Okay.
I have not done that.
I've done that.
No. Well, maybe you need to check your social battery.
I probably do. Yeah, I probably do. Yeah, well, absolutely.
Because the biggest cure for my social battery is just go home. That's my big thing. So the sooner I can get home, then the day's already better.
It would be horrific for you if you had a regular work day. You know, you're up here,
sure,
and you have to deal with the phone calls and all that kind of stuff from the angry listeners.
Oh, every day.
And the angry host.
Yeah.
And so you have to deal with all that. You have to deal with all that. Then you have to deal with me on the show.
Sure.
And all the demands that I have.
Nonstop, yeah.
I know. And it makes us number one. And then afterwards, if we were to say, Nick, there's an after-show event that you must go to.
This sounds familiar. We've done this a few times.
Until 10 or 11 p.m.
Or midnight.
Yeah. There's an after-show event that you have to go, like that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you'll be speaking at the event.
So it's one thing if, you know, there's something after the show, whether it's tied to the show or not. There's something afterwards where I have to, you know, stick around in the studio for another couple hours. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I can prepare for that. I always pack another lunch.
Sure.
I'll bring some V8s.
No, I mean going somewhere and interacting.
Exactly. So then now if you tell me, hey, by the way, you're not going to be at the studio. You're coming with us. We're talking on stage. It's a TED talk.
Yeah.
You're going to be presenting half of it. That would require from me a lot of mental prep.
Yeah.
And at least three V8s.
Okay. Well, I've got a big announcement. Tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, right after we get done here on the show, get ready for a big night of Nick. We'll announce it later. We'll plan something where Nick has to give a great big speech after the show. I think that'll be beautiful. It'll be a great event. Maybe at the Shack Barbecue. How about that? We'll go over to our friends at the Shack. We'll hang out, have some barbecue. You can give a speech. It's an idea, folks. It's an idea. Enjoy your evening. Trump will be speaking at 8 p.m. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless you all.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.